نهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل لعبادي All praise, all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity, this opportunity to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to witness such a great month of Ramadan passing by. Nothing colorful about it. It was like a brownish bird, sand color. It had no beauty in it. So one day it happened to visit the rose garden. So when it's sitting near the rose and looking at the luster and the color and the texture, the smell, the beauty of that beautiful rose and the roses around it. So the poet mentions a couplet that this bird had said. So it said that, Kaha me aur kaha ye nikah te gul, baad sabah teri meherbani. That look at me, I got no color, I got no beauty, there is nothing about me, there is nothing to brag about myself. And look at the beautiful rose, its texture, color, smell, beauty. Ba'de sabah, at the end of the day, it is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has allowed me to be in the company of the rose. So like that, we have got nothing, we've really got nothing in us. But the fact that is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fazal, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has allowed us to be in great places, at great moments, and witness great times. So this is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you'd find that when a person goes on a journey, he goes for Umrah, for example, or a person goes for Hajj, or sometime a person may be sitting for i'tikaf, when he comes back to his business, he comes back to work, very often you'll hear that there's a very big backlog. There's a lot of work to catch up, there's a lot of mileage to do, there's a lot of backlog that we need to cover up with. But there's one very famous person who's got a very big backlog also, very big backlog. I don't know if anybody can take a guess who this famous person is that's got a big backlog. Mr. Shaitan, he's got a very, very big backlog. He's got a 1 month's backlog. And he's got a lot of mileage to catch up because people in the month of Ramadan generally throughout the world are involved in khairat. And he had been bundled up and chained and he couldn't do any business. Yet a person when he goes to Umrah, he can still make some phone calls. He can send some messages. He can do some business. But Mr. Shaitan could not do any business in the month of Ramadan. So coming out of the month of Ramadan now, he's got a big backlog. He's got a very heavy backlog. And one of his methods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us of shaitan's method. And one a very, very effective method shaitan uses, I mentioned in his ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ Shaitan incites one person against the other verbally. That this person will tell you something and you must just retaliate and you must just say something else. And you must say something and you must just lose yourself. How often you'll find that just the crescent of Eid has been sighted. And then you'll find that people are already fighting. You'll hear, over the years, you'll hear about punches being going. Now, the same people in Ramadan were behaving so well, just after the moon has been sighted, people are fighting, people are arguing. What has caused this? Shaitan now started his incitement and people are unable to control themselves. In the last bayan, we spoke about quwwati ghadabiyya, that in the month of Ramadan, one of the things that a person is supposed to be controlling is that anger that he's got in him. That anger shouldn't be built up. So this is a good indicator to see that, this is a good acid test to see how much of control we have built in ourselves. The shaitan has put this anger, shaitan has incited one person against the other. What have we done? Therefore, Haji Bhai Badia Rahmatullah Alayhi would say a very beautiful thing. He said, lose the argument but win the man. Lose the argument but win the man. You have won a much bigger thing. If you won an argument for that few minutes, you won a few words, you put a point across, you won the argument, but you didn't win the man. Rather, you lose the argument, you become humble, and you want that man. That man now starts liking you for your style and your ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ That say, oh, to my servants, that say that which is better. يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ Shaitan is going to prod, he's going to entice, he has to catch up, he's got so much to catch up. And one of the very effective methods he uses is this misuse of the tongue, which starts, unfortunately, even on Eid day, whilst we're sitting on the Eid table. Sometimes one person will say one point, because insan's fitrat is such, nobody wants to lose an argument. Everyone wants to try and prove the point, but not realizing that we're being incited and being prodded by shaitan. Therefore, in another ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ That a person should seek protection. Say, I seek protection from the whispering, from the incitement of shaitan, from the attack of shaitan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuing the first ayat, Allah mentions, وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْسِرُونَ. The people that have built up this control in the month of Ramadan, the people that have the ability, Allah says, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْسِرُونَ. They're able to curtail. They realize that this is going too far. My speech is going too far. They're able to curtail themselves. They're able to stop. They're able to gather their thoughts. Why? That control now has been built in their hearts. But on the other hand, وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ. The brethren of shaitan, they're able to drag them now into sin. They let them lose control of themselves. Forget who they were in the month of Ramadan. They lose control of themselves. The word, the swearing words start coming out. People get physically abusive. Everything now is forgotten. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْسِرُونَ. These people are unable to restrain themselves. They're unable to hold back. They lose. Why? Because of that one attack of shaitan. Very, very effective method he uses after the month of Ramadan. And very generally throughout the year, this is one method that he uses, is he causes the misuse of the tongue. So this is something that we have to be very, very careful of all the time. There's a famous hadith of Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Sahaba was such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, they had such a love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had such love for Akhirat that whenever they would ask for anything, whenever they would think, it was as though they are looking beyond this dunya and they're looking at Akhirat. It's like a person that's traveling in a ship. And you'll get some people in the ship that are worried about the quality of the room in the ship. They're worried about the amenities in the ship. All the time they're trying to repair what's there in the ship. They're trying to make they stay in that ship very pleasant. And their whole mind and focus is on the ship. And yet you'll get the others that will climb up to the top. And they'll continuously look to see where the shore is. That is where we're going. They're looking how close we are going. And they're concerned that what will be our reception be on that side. So Sahaba were like that. They were always worried about the reception on that side. They were worried what is going to happen in Akhirat. Their whole focus was in Akhirat. There was a Sahabi by the name of Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu anhu. He would bring the wuzu water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would spend the night with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of tahajjud, he would bring the water. He would tend to the needs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq was such, if anybody showed him kindness, he would repay that kindness. So on one occasion, he told him, Sal, that ask what you want. You're showing me so much of kindness by spending the night with me, by bringing the water, by seeing to my needs. Ask what you want. So he replied, this was Sahaba. Now not to say he was not a wealthy person. He wasn't a person that was independent of any worldly needs. But in one statement he said, أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Don't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm asking you for your companionship in Jannah. That's why they say when you ask, then ask for the highest. Don't ask for things that will disappear. Things that we're asking for. He's already thinking about Akhirat and thinking about his situation in Akhirat, thinking about the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, I'm asking you for your companionship in Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, Awa ghayra dhalik, is there anything else that you want? So he said, no, there's nothing else I want. I only want your companionship in Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned to him, A'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood. That you help me with this matter by you making plenty of nafil salat. Plenty of nafil salat you should make so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that you be my companion in Jannah. We learn another lesson from this hadith is that nobody can depend on somebody else thinking that this sheikh of mine, this friend of mine is going to take me to Jannah. If a sahabi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling a sahabi that you help me in this matter by you performing nafil salat, nobody else can claim that I'm going to take so and so person to Jannah. Oh, my sheikh is a very pious person, he will take me to Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking this sahabi, make effort on your own for Jannah. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Fatima, salini min mali ma shi't. Ask me, as far as my wealth is concerned, ask me what you want. Fa'inni la amliku laki alayki yawm al-qiyamah. Because verily, I don't have any authority over you on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, it is a different scene. Their relationship won't hold any value. There it is what a person has done for himself. So here this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling Rabi'a, that you help and you assist in this matter by performing plenty of nafil salah. So when we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing wrong, we should be asking as far as the world is concerned, but our main focus should be Akhirah. So as Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, in this hadith he's mentioning, that he said that I once seen Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I asked him this question. That I said, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, أَخْبِرْنِي بِعَمَلٍ يُدْخِلُنِي الْجَنَّةِ وَيُبَاعِدُنِي عَنِ النَّارِ. Show me such an action, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that will take me close to Jannah and will distance me from the fire of Jahannam. What a beautiful question. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَنِي عَنْ عَظِيمٍ فَإِنَّهُ يَسِيرٌ عَلَى مِنْ يَسَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَسِيرٌ. You're asking about a very, very big thing, not a small thing. You're asking one action or some action that will take you far away from the fire of Jahannam and take you close to Jannah. But doesn't matter what you're asking. If Allah Pak wants to make this big thing small and easy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it easy. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started explaining to him, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةَ. The essentials, the basic of deen. Here again, it teaches us something that sometimes our focus goes on to those things that are nafil, those things that are additional, and we are forgetting the basics. I'll give you a few examples. Sometimes you'll see a person is going for Umrah, and now he's going for something that is completely nafil. And on the way in the airport, in the aircraft, there's no concern about namaz. That namaz is faraz, that Umrah is nafil. But to go and fulfill that nafil act, we are missing that faraz. Can you imagine? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his advice also, he's starting off with the basics. That la tushrik billahi shia. Ta'budullah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ascribe any partners to him. Perform your salah. Give your zakat. Go for hajj if you have the ability. Teaching us that first things first. A man sometimes is owing people money, owing half the town money, but he's giving so much of charity. That charity is something nafil. That paying the people is something that is much more important than giving the nafil charity. One person came and asked me recently, he says that I want to, this was the last Qurbani that went. He said, I got the desire in my heart to slaughter one very big bull, one very expensive bull. So I just asked him one question, something that we learned from our Akabir and elders, is, are you owing anybody any money? He said, yes, I'm owing a few people money. It is better for you to slaughter one small sheep at the time of Qurbani. Don't slaughter that bull, but take that additional money and pay the people that you owe. Similarly, when a person is waiting for Nafil Umrah, Nafil Hajj, etc., first things first in Islam, that what we have to do first, we do that first. We first pay all the people, and then if we still got money and additional money, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us, then by all means, but always first things first. Therefore, when a person has got Qaza Salat, he shouldn't focus on additional Nafil Salat, on additional Tahajjud Salat. His primary focus should be that, let me fulfill all my Qaza Salat. I got all this zakat that is outstanding. Let me fulfill the zakat before I start contributing towards Halim schemes and before I start contributing towards other additional schemes. Let me get my zakat in order. Let me get my debts in order. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started advising Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu with first things first. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to advise Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. He said, Ala adulluka ala abwabil khair. When a person has got love for akhirat, this is like magical words. Like a person who's got so much of wealth, he's looking for a good investment. And some good accountant comes and tells him, a good financial advisor tells him, I got a top investment for you. Such an investment that is reaping brilliant rewards. How excited this person gets. There's no risk in this investment, it's only rewards. And it's a very good investment, solid investment. A person who's got that money and wants to invest, he gets so excited. When Sahaba hear things like this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, must I show you avenues of return, avenues of goodness, doors of goodness, places where you can return and get brilliant investments. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. So he said, Bala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to him, As-sawmu junnat, that this fasting is a protection. Therefore, we have just come out of the month of Ramadan, that Allah Pak make it such that that protection stays with us. A person can put a brilliant security system in his home or in his office or in his business, and he can put the best electric fencing, best CCTV system, best alarm system. But if he doesn't maintain it, sooner or later, that same system after a few years will dilapidate and become deteriorated and non-effective. So fasting is like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it as a shield for us. But if we are not careful for it after the month of Ramadan, that same security system, that same shield will start deteriorating. And before we know it, we'll lose the security system that Allah Pak has given us in the month of Ramadan. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, As-sadaqatu tutfi'u al-khati'a kama yutfi'u al-ma'u al-nar. That sadaqa, charity. Charity is such a thing, it will extinguish sins like how water extinguishes fire. I don't know if we may have seen, if some people may have seen, that when this fighters come and to extinguish a fire, that with what power and what force those hoses send out that water, that in a short period of time that fire is extinguished generally. Unless it's a huge fire, but generally a fire is extinguished. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave an example to us that charity extinguishes the sins like how water extinguishes fire. Then the next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that he said, وَصَلَاتُ الرَّجُلِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. the salah of a person in the middle of the night. In other words, his tahajjud salah. This is something that is a great, great avenue of investment. ثُمَّ تَلَا تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَدْحُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read the ayat about those people that separate their sides from their beds out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also hoping in the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on further in this hadith, which is the point I'm coming to before we terminate. He went on further and he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ عَلَى مِلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. He said, oh Mu'adh bin Jabal, should I not show you something that is the essence, something that is the foundation, is like the central column of everything that I have mentioned. So Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was a little bit surprised. Bala, definitely show me, tell me what is this, the essence of everything so far that I have mentioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took out his tongue. He stuck out his tongue and he said, Kuffa alayka dhalik. That take control of this tongue of yours. Control this tongue of yours. So Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was even more surprised. Then he said, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that inna lamu'akhidhuna bima natakallamu bi, that O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, will we be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah because of what we speak? In other words, people generally would think that because of our actions, because of our wrongdoings, not because of what we speak, will we be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah even because of this? Because you're showing so much of emphasis that this is the central column, this is the basis of this person. Mu'adh bin Jabal was a'lamu bil halal wal haram, the most person who had the most knowledge as far as halal and haram is concerned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him that may your mother believe you, is an extremity of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said to him that people will be thrown headlong in the fire of Jahannam because of what their tongues have reaped. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that people will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Illa hasa'idu al-sinatuhum, is because of what their tongues have committed. They were not careful of what they spoke, what they said. Because of this, they will be now thrown headlong in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is one very, very, very powerful tool of shaitan, one very